This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel rescues four hostages kidnapped in a Hamas attack on October 7th, while at least 55 are dead in Gaza strikes. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
That is the voice of Noah Argamani after being rescued, speaking with Israeli President Isaac Herzog on the phone. The video of her abduction was among the first to surface and was widely shared. Argamani is one of the four hostages that were rescued, along with Almog Meir Jan, Andrei Kozlov, and Shlomi Ziv. Israel's military said that the hostages were rescued in two separate locations in the heart of Nuzarat. Meanwhile, heavy fighting is ongoing in central Gaza, where the hostages were recently rescued. According to Gaza's health ministry, more than 50 people, including children, were killed in multiple attacks as people fled for safety. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Tens of thousands of pro-Palestinian demonstrators marched through the center of London on Saturday, passing a counter-demonstration staged by several dozen supporters of Israel.
I would like to show my support for releasing the hostages, for the people who suffered in Israel, and especially the families who are waiting for their children, for their grandmothers, for their sons and daughters to come home.
The pro-Palestinian demonstration packed some of central London's wider streets as they marched from Russell Square to the Houses of Parliament.
I think the end game of this war on Gaza is just to ethnic cleanse the city and to make sure and occupy the land and build new properties and colonize the city.
The demonstration took about 90 minutes to file past the group of under 100 pro-Israel supporters who blared dance music and waved Israeli and British flags. This is VOA News. Denmark's Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen was assaulted by a man in central Copenhagen on Friday, according to a statement from her office on Saturday. Rachel Graham from Reuters reports.
Danish police said a 39-year-old man would appear in front of a judge for preliminary questioning in relation to an assault on the Prime Minister. Soren Kjærgaard, who works on the square, told Reuters Frederiksen was able to walk away and had no outward signs of harm after the assault.
I saw the Prime Minister sitting with a friend at this table, and just I think it was 1 minute, 2 minutes afterwards, four PET guys showed up, talked about an arrest has been made, and then she was escorted by the four PTs to some place around in the middle of the square.
Neither the police nor the Prime Minister's office said anything about the man's motive or whether he had carried a weapon.
Rachel Graham from Reuters. Voters in Slovakia are casting the ballots in European parliamentary elections just weeks after an attempt to assassinate populist Prime Minister Robert Fico. Analysts say the attack that sent shockwaves through the nation of 5.4 million could boost the chances of Fico's leftist Smer party to win the vote. Smer is in a close race against the main opposition Progressive Slovakia, a pro-Western liberal party. Citizens in Italy, Malta, Latvia, and the Czech Republic are also voting Saturday. The elections for the parliament of the 27-nation bloc conclude Sunday. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak on Friday apologized for leaving D-Day commemorations early in order to give an interview attacking the main opposition party. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
Sunak told reporters on Friday the decision on reflection was a mistake, but that his travel plans were set long before the start of a national election campaign.
I'm someone who will always admit when I've made a mistake, that's what you'll always get from me.
Honestly, you didn't care, did you?
No, I cared deeply.
Then why didn't you stay?
As I said, the itinerary for these events was set weeks ago before the general election campaign. I participated in events both in Portsmouth and in France.
Trailing 20 points behind Labour in opinion polls and facing the prospect of a huge defeat come the July 4 election, the decision to leave early was met with dismay within his Conservative Party.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Organizers have unveiled a display of the five Olympic rings mounted on the Eiffel Tower as the French capital marks 50 days until the start of the Paris Games. The structure of rings, made of recycled French steel, was displayed on Friday on the south side of the 135-year-old landmark in central Paris. The hugely popular tower in central Paris has seen soaring visitor numbers in the lead-up to the Olympics. The tower is nicknamed La Dame de Fer, the Iron Lady, and will feature prominently in the Paris Games and the Paralympics. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.